This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 1st. God's word to you today is initiate. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 3, verse 3, and it says, "For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." The King James version of our scripture reference reads, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." When the Bible says your life is hid with Christ in God, it means that your life cannot be used for substitution. It cannot be exchanged. It is a misnomer for your life to be hid with Christ in God, and you are afraid of the occult. Something is wrong with that. You should challenge them, because they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. I'm sure you have read the story in Mark 5, 21-42 several times, but please read it again. When we read scriptures, sometimes we are unaware of the levels of things happening beneath the surface. God wants to lift you up. God is saying, "You will arise today in the name of Jesus. Only believe." From the story in Mark 5, 21-42, we are going to run through a couple of things that lift up. The first thing that lifts up is initiative. Initiative lifts up. Jairus took initiative to look for Jesus when his daughter was sick. Mark 5:23 says, "He pleaded earnestly with him, 'My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so she will be healed and alive.'" But guess what? The woman with the issue of blood also took initiative. She probably thought, "I may not be an influential person or know influential people that can bring Jesus to my house." Matthew 9:21 says, "For she thought, 'If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed.'" If you're going to arise, you have to take initiative. Do not sit down there waiting for someone to tell you what to do. You have to take initiative. Take the bull by the horn. They both took initiative. However, some levels of initiative are higher than some. Jairus asked Jesus to come and lay hands on his daughter, and Jesus obliged him because that was the level of his faith. If Jesus had just spoken the word, it would not have worked, because Jairus believed that there had to be a laying of hands for healing to happen. God works on the level of your faith. The same power that created the heavens and earth was limited to time, space, distance, journey, arrival, and contact. Why? It was because that was what Jairus requested for. Meanwhile, the lady's position was, "I do not even need to see your face. Jesus, do not even worry about touching me. All I need to do is touch the hem of your garment and I will be whole." This woman's level of initiative disrupted Jesus' entire journey. The value you place on the things of God determines the virtue that will flow to you. It is you that determines what you get. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please guide me to value aright according to God's heart. As I take initiative, grant me access into depths in God unknown to man. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.